Appropriately enough, Annie Dugan is along, our host for Where's Art here on Mondays. Howdy there, Sunshine.
Hello, Lisa. We have a great week ahead, as always, in the world of art in our region. This Thursday is a public art workshop with Ben Owen from the Minnesota State Arts Board. So it's from 1 to 3 at the Duluth Art Institute Thursday. And it's for artists, it's for city planners, it is for people who use public places and always wonder why, where, you know, how do we decide on the art that gets displayed in these public places. Ben Owens has years of experience with selecting art and the whole process involved. I think for a lot of artists, it can be really daunting when you look at an RFP, a request for proposals, and you see sort of pages upon pages upon pages of boxes to check and, you know, things to get your T's crossed and I's dotted. So Ben is going to walk artists through the process of applying for public art projects. He's going to walk artists through how you know about them, because, you know, a lot of times it can seem like, well, you know, who's getting asked for these things. Minnesota has a great, any kind of public works that's put up that uses state funds, a percent of that has to go to public art. So we have a wonderful public art tradition in the state of Minnesota, and a lot of really amazing artworks that are there for everyone to enjoy. And so Ben is going to sort of walk us through all of that process, which I think is really great, and make it a little bit clearer for folks. Then that evening at the Tweed Museum of Art, this is sort of the kickoff to me. This is the kickoff to summer shows. This is really worth getting out and getting up and dusting yourself off of all this sort of mold and everything else that has been growing with all this wet weather. It's a show called Sinew. It's curated by Deani Whitehawk. Deani actually has done a number of curating projects in our area. She's a Twin Cities artist. It is a female native artist of the Twin Cities exhibition. So Carolyn Anderson, Julia Buffalohead, Andrea Carlson, Elizabeth Day, Maggie Thompson, and Deani Whitehawk herself will all have artwork on display. And I love the title of the show, Sinew. It really, I think, speaks to the strength and flexibility that these artists show and their incredibly strong voices. So I'm really anxious to see what Deani has selected and what these artists are coming together to exhibit. It's at 6 p.m. at the Tweed Museum of Art on Thursday. And then Saturday, Lakeside Gallery. I love what Aaron Kloss has been doing at Lakeside Gallery. He is having a show this Saturday at 1 o'clock is the opening. It's Sue Brown Chapin. And Sue Brown Chapin has been a wonderful, I think a lot of people interact with her as an arts teacher, as an arts educator, and this is a chance to see her artwork. She is a watercolor artist in the community. Her mother, Betty Brown, had a gallery in Carleton that was just renowned. She was a real force, and Sue has taken up that mantle as well and has taught number of people in the area in watercolor, and this is a chance for her to shine. She recently won an award at the Minnesota Watercolor Artists Exhibition in Duluth a couple weekends ago for her Northern Lights watercolor, and it'll be fun to see her work all together. It's mostly natural surroundings. She really has an appreciation for the natural beauty of the area, and she captures that in her watercolor work. I also want to mention a design show, sort of. It's a sale, but it's also, I think a lot of times we don't do design justice, and there's such an incredible design language in our community, and that is a trunk sale by the Silver Cocoon jewelry artist, Tia, and it'll be at the Samla House on Saturday at 10 o'clock. Her jewelry, I think if you've been out and about in Duluth, you've seen her amazing design jewelry, and this is a chance to see it up close and personal and get to meet her. So that is our week ahead, Lisa. It is always a good one.
It is indeed. And hey, everybody's got an extra day today, perhaps, to maybe go enjoy a little bit of art.
Absolutely. Yep, rest up and get out there.
And yeah, and as my grandma would say, try to get outside and blow the stink and or mold off you.
Right.
Thanks a lot, Annie.
Thanks, Lisa.
Annie Dugan is the executive director of the Duluth Art Institute and our host for Where's Art Mondays here on KUMD.